When the March unemployment figures are released tomorrow, many analysts will be looking for significant improvement. The economy added just 21,000 new jobs in February, and job creation continues to be a weak spot. Economists have a variety of theories as to why the labor market remains soft, but there appears to be no single overriding answer. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
It's shaping up to be one of the great economic mysteries. How can you have an economy that's growing as fast as this one without adding lots of new jobs? Barry Bosworth is with the Brookings Institution and has done a number of studies on the workplace. He says while it's popular these days to blame U.S. companies moving jobs offshore, he says upon closer examination, those numbers don't add up.
Offshoring is having some impact, but it's being overstated. It's sort of the glamour story of this year that everybody wants to focus on.
Since 2001, around 500,000 U.S. jobs, including jobs in some white-collar professions such as accounting, have moved offshore. But that's just a tiny percentage of the overall number of layoffs that occurred during the same period, 58 million according to the government, and almost all of those people found jobs within 6 months to a year. But not all. Around 2.5 million people didn't find work, and many of them have left the workforce. Alan Krueger is an economist at Princeton.
The problem is that new industries are not picking up the slack or not absorbing the workers who are leaving the declining industries.
One reason many economists cite for the lack of new jobs is strong productivity growth, which has allowed employers to meet rising demand without taking on additional workers. Mark Zandi is with Economy.com. He says it may seem counterintuitive, but low interest rates may also be part of the problem.
Right now, the cost of bringing on a piece of new equipment is so much lower than the cost of an employee, in part because healthcare costs are rising very rapidly, pension costs are very high, and at the same time, businesses that have a tax credit for investing in a piece of equipment. When they sit down and do that calculation, should I invest in a piece of equipment or hire a new employee? Right now, that calculation favors the equipment over the employee.
And as hiring continues to lag, many economists are wondering whether there might be long-term structural changes taking place in the economy. While the unemployment rate has fallen substantially, the reason that it's been dropping isn't encouraging. University of Maryland economist Peter Morici says it's that lack of jobs growth that could stop the economic recovery dead in its tracks.
I think ultimately it's going to lower the standard of living in the United States. In an economy where the number of jobs is stagnant, even as the population grows, and we accommodate that by a declining labor force participation rate, that's just not a healthy situation.
All of which raises the question, what, if anything, can government do beyond what's already been done to kickstart jobs in the economy? Again, Barry Bosworth of the Brookings Institution.
We can't talk about more fiscal stimulus. The monetary authorities have reduced short-term interest rates down to a single percentage point. There's not much more we can do on the monetary side. And the country's developed a lot of very serious structural imbalances.
Those imbalances include the widening federal budget deficit, a low national savings rate, and a growing dependency on foreign capital inflows. Nevertheless, economists expect when the employment numbers for March come out tomorrow, they'll show the economy adding over 100,000 new jobs. But economists have been predicting a big employment increase for 6 months now, and so far it hasn't happened. That's clearly worrying the Bush administration, which hopes a turnaround comes sooner rather than later. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.